Welcome to day 33 of our sit spot journey, and today I invite you to, in some form, share the story of your sit spot. So what I mean by this specifically is to journey to your sit spot as you normally do, leaving your list at the door, fox walking in our lives, perhaps checking in with your dear ears every few steps, and having an expanded sense of being in the landscape. And you could actually imagine all the species that you might interact with or notice whilst you're there, that each time you see them, there's like a little cord of connection that lights up between you. There's a handshake, there's a greeting, and over time you become more and more familiar with these individuals at your sit spot. So as usual, just enjoy the relationship building between you and the natural world whilst at your sit spot. And then when you get home from your sit spot, I invite you to find somebody who you can share the story of what you noticed whilst you're out there, or what happened for you, with. Now, this person can witness your story and ask any questions that might help further your curiosity and relationships with that place. If you don't have a person that it feels really easy to share this with, then you could journal in terms of sharing the story of your sit spot with yourself, but really taking time to do that. And often when I do this practice of journaling as a form of catching my own story, I will realise things that I'm noticed or didn't notice, or questions that arose that I don't notice if I don't take the time to journal or share my story. So sharing the story of the sit spot can really deepen and expand your awareness of what you're perceiving while you're there, inside and outside. So I hope you enjoy doing that, and you could integrate that as a daily practice, as an addition to what you're already doing, if you have space and inspiration for that. Or you could just come to it once a week to add another layer to what you're already doing. I hope that's enjoyable, and I look forward to connecting with you tomorrow.